You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
Hello, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, along with Paul Hagan. We'll be talking with MLB.com's Bill Chastain in just a moment. The Rays had some high hopes, and they're still playing decent ball, Paul, but it seems like the numbers are starting to stack up against them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all understood that they were playing like 700 baseball for a while there, and that's not going to probably continue for a whole year. So it's probably, to some extent, understandable that they've hit a little lull here. And, of course, after their slow start, they have put themselves in a position where they couldn't afford any kind of a lull at all.
Bill, this was something you noted a while back, and I think something that the front office has even noted, that as well as they played when they were hot, they weren't gaining a lot of ground. Now they're sort of playing 500 ball again. Is there any sort of element of resignation starting to set in around there?
Again, like we've talked about many times on the air here before, you know, it's hard to read that going in the clubhouse. But I do think, you know, people are going to go back and say, wow, they traded David Price, and then their season went in the tank. That's not the case. Just like you pointed out, they were playing 700 ball, and then all of a sudden you just can't maintain that pace for the rest of the season. They're still playing well, but a particular note on this trip, you know, they let two games get away against teams that are well below 500 in the Cubs and the Rangers. Sunday in Chicago, they had chances to win that game. And then last night, they had chances to win, and they just haven't been able to score the runs when they needed to, despite having just tremendous pitching.
So it wasn't really a seller at the deadline exactly, because they kind of reloaded rather than rebuilding. But as August 31st approaches, is there any chance that they part with some more pieces to kind of continue reloading for next year as the kind of reality of the odds kind of becomes a little more daunting?
Well, I don't know if all of their guys have cleared waivers or not. I would assume they've, you know, tried to put them through as is customary, you know, because you just make them, you know, yourself more liquid in being able to deal players if you can. I wouldn't be surprised if they dealt some guys in advance of next year. You know, the name Zobrist has been out there a lot. Matt Joyce has been playing fairly well lately. And, you know, in the big Price trade, of course, you had Franklin, who, you know, on paper, he looks like the guy who might come in and be the next Ben Zobrist, you know, switch hitter, plays multiple positions. So I certainly wouldn't be surprised about that at all. Even though, in talking to the owner, Stu Sternberg, the other day, you know, he did note that, you know, we traded Price, but we didn't trade anybody else. And trading Price, it was just a matter of them having to stick to their model based on what they do with, you know, the payroll and trying to remain competitive.
So in addition to perhaps trading more people before August 31st, what would be some outward signs that people could see that the focus has shifted from trying to win the wild card this year to looking forward to next year?
You know what? I don't think I've seen that yet. I mean, I think it was encouraging to see the start that Drew Smyly had the other day. I know some of us wrote, me included, you know, that here's a guy who just replaced, you know, he did pretty well replacing the other guy, you know, but you can't diminish at all what David Price did. I mean, he's big shoes to fill, and you know, they are hoping that Drew Smyly can do his bit to do that. But other than that, you know, you're seeing the regular guys come out there every day, and they're still playing to win this thing and acting like they've got a chance to do it. But, you know, with 43 games left and you're six back in the wild card and a lot of teams in the hunt, the chances are getting, you know, more remote each day. And then you look at Thursday and they're looking at Yu Darvish, and they've never done much against him. So I really think they needed to make hay against the Cubs and the Rangers because then they're getting ready to hit another really tough stretch of games, and they did not. So I think things are looking pretty dire for them.
Yeah, I guess the question I was trying to ask, though, is when they do make that switch from still trying to make the wild card this year to looking toward next year, other than possibly trading another player or two, how will we see that? What will they do the changes once that happens?
Well, I don't really think you're going to see guys. There really isn't that hot prospect to come up or a guy that really needs to be seen right now. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of difference, you know, throughout the end of the year. I mean, they're really not heavy with prospects at AAA. So, you know, normally that's what you see, you know, giving the guy a spin around to see what he looks like. You know, of course, they're still expecting Myers to come back at some point and Hannigan and DeJesus. You know, we might see Tim Beckham, you know, who has missed the season because of his knee injury. And but other than that, I really don't see, you know, the guy they're going to put out there to take a spin, except maybe Nick Franklin.
Bill, Smiley's been quite good since arriving. Helixson's been quite good since getting back activated again. Cobb and Archer have really come on strong recently. Odorizzi's having a nice year. When you look at this rotation, is this a rotation that next year is a rotation of a serious contender? I mean, do they feel like these five are the five they're going to run with?
I think there's a good chance they could do that. And then you throw Matt Moore in there, who should be back next year. So it should be pretty competitive for those spots. Obviously, the big thing they've missed with not having Price is that eight innings each time and the wear that puts on the bullpen. But I do think you're looking at a pretty solid rotation. I think a lot of teams would take their rotation going into next season.
What is the word on Moore as he goes through that long rehab? Is there anything to report as to how that's coming along for him?
I haven't really heard of any setbacks. So, I mean, I would just assume that it's, you know, I mean, the general time frame on that, which would probably be early part of next season. So, you know, it's usually a year, something like that, for pitchers. We really haven't, you know, checked in with him much on that lately, but, you know, we have not heard about any setbacks.
And what about Will Myers? What's the update on him?
Well, he's been gripping and ripping. I mean, he had a grand slam the other day, so I would not be surprised to see him back within a week or two. Last time I talked to him, he said his hand felt great, and he was ready to, you know, get after it, get some at-bats, and, you know, get back with the big club. So we should have some more news on that once the team gets back to St. Pete.
Well, like a lot of teams, Bill, the Rays are having a little trouble scoring some runs. What can they do, do you think, between now and next year? What areas can they improve to try to score some more runs next year?
You know what? I think that's a question most teams in baseball are trying to answer. They do, you know, they don't strike out as much as they used to, but they do strike out a lot. They don't have the kind of speed they used to have, which has really hurt them a lot because back in the days when they had the Crawfords and the Uptons, you know, you could get a single and then another single and score. With this team, it's more of a station-to-station component, even though you put Brandon Guyer and Kevin Kiermaier out there, and it's been a little more interesting because they do have some speed. But I think they've kind of become a slow, plodding club, which has hurt them on offense, even though they make better contact, as in, you know, in general.
Bill, James Loney off the scrap heap last year, and he had a real nice rebound season. But since about May, he's been kind of the same struggling guy that he was the previous couple of years. This guy's signed through 16. I mean, I realize the batting average looks good, but what's the level of concern about this guy who is slated to be their first baseman for two more years?
You know what? I really haven't heard a level of concern about him. He's, you know, obviously, there's several guys in the, you know, on the team struggling, you know, and you know, most notably is Longoria. So, you know, their wagons are hitched to these guys, and I guess they're going to have to, you know, unless something comes up to change that direction, I think they're going to, you know, they're kind of married to both those two guys for the next couple of years.
So another aspect of the game is the bullpen, of course. Grant Balfour, closer at one point earlier this year. Struggling now. What is going on with him, and what can they do about him? What role can they use him in now?
Well, Grant Balfour has struggled. Talking to him yesterday, you know, he seems to think it's mostly a mechanical thing. And, of course, he pitched two scoreless last night, and he pitched a scoreless inning Monday night. Madden seems to think it's more of a confidence thing, and I asked Balfour about that, too, because a lot of times you hear confidence thrown around, you know, just like you hear leadership thrown around a lot of times. And he said that's a very real deal. He says once you get on a roll and start feeling that confidence, you know, things start going better. But he said the main thing that's been getting him, he said the last 5-6 years, if he wanted to put that pitch on the outside corner, it was there. He said this year it just hasn't been automatic. And, you know, the numbers show it. Even though opposing teams are not hitting well against him, he's struggled with his control, and that's more seen in the walks.
Bill Chastain, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us. This is MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, along with Paul Hagan.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.